SpeakUp's inquiry finally opens 1,000 left-wing groups spied on youth against racism in Europe and militant Labour targeted. The SpeakUp's inquiry has finally opened, 6 years after the SAMA, then Tory Home Secretary, set it up. May was forced into establishing the inquiry when one ex-police spy, Peter Francis, went public about his years-long infiltration of Youth Against Racism in Europe, a mass democratic anti-racist youth organization, and militant Labour, now the Socialist Party. The inquiry therefore had little choice but to accept Socialist Party members Lois Austin and Han Atzel, then leaders of EA, as core participants. Socialist Party member Dave Nellist is also a core participant. A 2002 BBC documentary revealed that West Midlands police spied on him, at the behest of M15, when he was Labour MP for Coventry South East from 1983 to 1992. Being a core participant doesn't get you any information. None of the police files have been released. Those accepted as core participants are a minute fraction of the socialists and trade unionists that have been spied on. Around 1,000 organizations were spied on by the Special Demonstration Squad, SDS, that employed Peter Francis. The inquiry has not released the names of those organizations, nor has it given us the real, or even the cover, names of the spies. However, the vast majority spied on were on the left. Only four right-wing organizations are known to have been infiltrated by SDS. None of this is a surprise. 500 Scottish miners were finally pardoned on the 28th of October, 1935, years after vicious police brutality was systematically used against striking miners. The state, including the police, is not neutral, but ultimately plays a vital role in maintaining and defending the dominant interests of the capitalist class. Today Britain's billionaires are a third better off than they were a year ago, while mass unemployment soars. The capitalists' need for a police force that defends their system is clear. While the SpeakUp's inquiry opens, Boris Johnson is proposing a bill which protects current and future SpeakUps from prosecution if they commit crimes while undercover. They will be allowed to do so, for example, against trade unionists, in order to maintain economic well-being. What does that mean, but protecting the well-being of the bosses when workers go on strike? Disgracefully, the key Starmer leadership of Labour, who also want to play their role in defending the capitalist system, did not vote against the bill. Socialist Party core participants in the inquiry will be using it to expose the class character of policing. We demand an end to all political policing, and are for a police force that is genuinely democratically controlled and accountable. Fully achieving this is part of the struggle for a socialist society. Han Atzel. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 3rd of November 2020, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.